Hello and welcome to XR Connections, a podcast about extended reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality. I'm Liam O'Malley, and this is episode 4. In this week's episode, we will be covering a number of items of interest in the extended reality world. And we also have an interview with David Repair of Poplar. Poplar is a platform that is allowing augmented reality creators to work together with brands to create augmented reality experiences. Poplar is one of the startups in the accelerator program at R Lab in Brooklyn, New York City. So we'll cover a few items of interest, and then we'll get to the interview with David Repair of Poplar. And I'd just like to go over the goals and objectives of the podcast a little bit as I go into the first item of interest. As I mentioned in the first episode, I have found it difficult to keep up with all of the extended reality news and happenings. But I have found a number of sites and have followed a number of people that are making that easier by the things that they are sharing. And I wanted to highlight those people as I talk about some of the items of interest that I've seen over the past week. So the first one comes from a fellow that I've mentioned before. That's Dan Ferguson of a company called Groove Jones. And I followed Dan on LinkedIn after I saw a number of his posts about mostly augmented reality. That's what Groove Jones seems to be focusing on. And I bring him up again because he has highlighted one of the experiences that they've just created for Modelo Beer. And they've done an augmented reality experience based around the Day of the Dead. And this is an out-of-home experience. There is a mural, Day of the Dead mural, that's been placed in four cities, Washington, D.C., Fort Lauderdale, and Miami, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. So with this experience, you point your phone at the mural, and on your phone, a 3D experience comes to life, brings the mural to life. This whole experience is very well detailed in a post that I will link in the show notes. And I bring this up because the article goes through the production process. It also includes concept art drawings and sketches, so it's bringing you through the idea phase to the conception, and it goes through the details of the 3D asset creation process, including some of the design challenges that they have, especially in creating the bottles and the cans realistically so that they reflect light and so that liquid is depicted realistically. It's a very detailed case study of how this Modelo Day of the Dead augmented reality experience was created. It was created using Zappar's ZapWorks platform, and that allows the user to access the augmented reality with their browser, so there's no downloading of a special app. You can view this experience out of home if you happen to live in one of those four cities or are visiting them. But you can also view this through this article, which has a screenshot of the mural. You will point your phone at the mural, and you'll see that it will direct you to a Zappar site, and then you will be able to view the experience. Now note that you will need to use the Safari browser. But for anyone interested in how these experiences are created, I found this post by Groove Jones on Modelo's Day of the Dead mural AR experience to be very informative, and I would suggest you check it out. Again, there is a link to this case study in the show notes so you can see the examples and experience the augmented reality experience itself. Next is the VRAR Global Summit, an event you may be interested in. This is being held in Vancouver, Canada, October 31st through November 2nd, and it is being held by the VRAR Association. The VRAR Association bills themselves as the Global Industry Association for Virtual Reality and Augmented Reality, connecting leading solution providers with brands and customers. And I can tell you that their website has a fantastic amount of information and resources. I would highly recommend checking out the site and looking to see if there is a VRAR Association chapter in your city, because they do have chapters in major cities around the world that would allow you to connect both locally and globally. And I noted that there are a number of chapter president positions available. So check out their site. The link is in the show notes. At the summit itself, they have a number of speakers that would be of interest. There's Ross Finman from Niantic Labs, Kathy Hackle from Magic Leap, and Charlie Fink, who is an XR consultant and author. There's Jason McDowell of the AR Show podcast, whom you've heard of before here, and also Alan Smithson of Metaverse and the XR for Business podcast. So that looks to be like a very good event. There's much more detail on the VRAR Association website and the event page. And on a related note is the VRAR Association's podcast. The podcast is titled Everything VR and AR Podcast, and it is hosted by Tyler Gates and Sophia Moshasha, both of Brightline Interactive in Washington, D.C. Tyler is the chapter president of the D.C. chapter. I listened to a very recent episode, the episode from October 3rd, with Gabriel Rene from Versus Labs and the Spatial Web Foundation. I highly recommend this episode. It is a fascinating conversation and really goes through what is spatial computing, what is the spatial web, and it mentions hyperspace transfer protocol. I will leave you to listen to that and learn what that is. Hyperspace transfer protocol. The spatial web, a great podcast. I'm sure I'll be mentioning it again. The Everything VR and AR podcast with Tyler Gates and Sophia Moshasha. There will be a link in the show notes. And the next item is from another one of my favorite and reliable sources of information. That's Mike Boland at AR Insider. And they report that Google Play sources for AR is the eighth most downloaded app, and that is sitting between Instagram and Snapchat. So that gives you an idea of its popularity. The Google Play sources is the user-facing version of AR Core. AR Core is Google's AR software development kit. Why is this important? Well, you need this app to activate augmented reality apps on an Android device, which indicates that augmented reality apps for Android are really starting to gain some traction. Following some extrapolation of various numbers, which are detailed in the article, which I will link to in the show notes, AR Insider will be providing some estimates on the number of AR apps that are being downloaded in the near future. So follow that, follow Mike Boland, and follow AR Insider. And another source of great information, reliably daily, is a fellow named Anthony Vitillo. Now, he goes by the Scarred Ghost. That's S-K-A-R-R-E-D, Ghost. That's scarredghost.com. He also goes by The Ghost Howls. That's the name of his blog. The blog is called The Ghost Howls, a blog about virtual reality, startups, and stuff. He is following virtual reality and augmented reality very closely, always seems to be ahead of everyone else with news. I see other very reliable sources quoting him and linking to his articles, so I would recommend you follow him on Twitter. I will have a link there in the show notes. For example, just in the last week in one newsletter, he covered the launch of the HTC Vive. He's enthusiastic, but he notes some hiccups in the launch, including battery life issues and tracking not working well in low light. He covers hand tracking for Oculus, which was a topic of much interest since a demo was shown at the Oculus Connect event. He points to a review by Ben Lang and a video showing various UI controls using hand tracking. So check those out. There's a video, and that will be in the show note links. Some thoughts on recent acquisitions and mergers. He does this every week. He has a roundup of news. There's a newsletter that you can sign up for. His site is full of useful information. There are, in addition to the news and the commentary, he's got helpful articles such as how to install AR Core on all Android phones, or how to get started with Oculus Quest development and Unity. He's very active on Twitter and LinkedIn. I recommend you follow the Ghost, Anthony Vitillo. Okay, that's it for the items of interest for this week. So following will be the interview with David Repair of Poplar. So we are here with David Repair of Poplar. I met David last week at the R Lab. His company Poplar is part of the new accelerator program there. David, welcome to XR Connections.
Thanks, Liam, for having me. Very honored.
Oh, it's my pleasure. David, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with augmented reality, and if there was a sort of a light bulb moment that you had with augmented reality.
Sure. So I started 17 years ago in Hollywood, actually, where I was producing movies. So quite different from what AR is today. But fell in love with content creation, storytelling, and was lucky enough to work at Netflix in the early days, and going through the transformation of the online video industry from traditional to sort of video. Working also with content creators directly, having spent 6 years at YouTube and Google. And I was building and managing creator studios called YouTube Spaces throughout Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So London, Berlin, Paris, Dubai, etc. And actually, I got first exposed to AR while I was working with these content creators, brands, and companies, because we started doing VR live streaming, and we also had a mixed reality experience in music with the band Gorillaz in our studios. They're virtual characters. We had choreographers and dance companies also produce some VR experiences with Daydream and The Guardian here in the UK.
Those guys in Gorillaz are always on the cutting edge of doing stuff, aren't they? They're always.
Yes. Yeah, they are, yeah.
And just go back a little bit and tell us a little bit more about the YouTube creator idea, because I love that idea of the studios and YouTube, like, nurturing people that are trying to, you know, get their artistic or creative projects.
Yeah. Well, the idea, I mean, this is a while ago, but in 2012 when I was hired, the idea was, how can we learn from the top creators at YouTube that are being really successful and have millions of followers and doing, you know, really well? and kind of spread that those best practices to the whole community and people trying to create videos themselves and become influencers. And so we built these studios, we built playbooks, we had a lot of workshops touring around the world. We were trying to build a community of content creators throughout different verticals, you know, music, sports, fashion, beauty, etc., and bring people together so that they could collaborate, learn, and create content.
Thank you, David. And I'm sorry, I'm in Brooklyn, and in Brooklyn, there's always construction going on. So that's strange. So David, now you're involved with creators in augmented reality. So tell us a little bit about what Poplar is doing and how you're bringing brands and the AR creators together to create AR experiences.
Absolutely, yeah. So when I left my job at Google, YouTube about a year ago, I launched Poplar, which is poplar.studio. And the goal was to build a platform where creators could register. And today we have over 1,000 AR creators from around the world that are registered with Poplar. And to also get brands on board and to help them produce AR experiences more for, you know, affordably and quickly, and also simply, because we identified the challenge with a lot of these brands. First, there's a lot of tools you can use to create AR content. There's also a lot of these creators around the world, whether 3D modelers or developers, engineers, and you don't really know how to engage with them. And also there's a lot of platforms that you can deploy AR on. So a lot of these brands and companies need to be accompanied on this journey and sort of handheld. And we match them with these content creators, but we also sort of take them through these different steps and find out what they're trying to achieve with AR and how can they can best achieve that through us. And we make it affordable and quick.
So that sounds like an excellent solution for, you know, people that are just trying to learn about how they can use AR and to be connected with the people that can create them, create those experiences for them, and then be guided through a, you know, account management process to get that done. Can you tell us a little bit about how would a typical project begin and what stages it would go through as it's being produced?
Sure. Yeah. So on the creator side, first and foremost, you know, creators register with us and they indicate what their skills are, whether it's to create Lens Studio, Snapchat effects, or Spark AR, Facebook, Instagram effects, or doing web AR production with a third party tech like 8th Wall, etc. And so we have all this data around their creative skill, and they're certified through the amount of work that they've already done. They have links to their portfolio, and they're able to showcase that work platform agnostically, which is because, of course, Snapchat and Facebook already have these communities, but we capture skills across all the landscape in AR. On the brand side, once they've registered, they can start developing their own brief. So a lot of the brands out there don't really know what is possible, what formats to use and whatnot. So we ask them typical questions like what their target audience is, what the tone of voice is, what type of format in AR they're looking to do, whether it's a face tracking, face filter, so where you're modifying someone's appearance and you have interactions with mouth open and sound and whatnot, whether you want to do a wall tracker where you're positioning virtual objects in your environment, and that could be the case for furniture or bags or TVs, and that's particularly useful for commerce and product visualization, or it could be an image tracker, and so when you're scanning an image and something's taking life, so whether it's a movie poster or it's a scavenger hunt in a retail store, or all these types of experiences, they can indicate what they're looking to do and what they're looking to achieve also in terms of metrics. So they could be looking at generating impressions or viewership, or maybe they want to sell more products and they want to link back to Amazon or commerce sites. And we let them develop those ideas a bit more. But what's really special also is that if they don't have a creative idea, we put that out to our community. And so our community will be pitching. And once they're selected by the client, they can be submitting concepts for which they're paid for. And the client will be able to select the concept that they prefer and submit feedback. And then that will be put into production. And the whole process takes about 2 to 3 weeks. So it's extremely fast compared to traditional methods of AR production. And it's very affordable because you're going directly to the certified pool of creator.
That sounds fantastic. I just want to make sure I understood this correctly because it sounds great to me. So when you get involved in this process and the brand doesn't doesn't quite have an idea, you're saying that the creators can actually get paid to pitch these ideas?
Yeah, exactly. So the creators can submit concepts, and these could look like photos, video demos, and photoshopped information that they submit on the platform, and then the brand will be able to toggle through the different concepts that have been submitted and choose their favorite one, or even submit feedback on a particular one.
Oh, wow, that's terrific. Is there an example or two that you might point our listeners to of something that you did, like, that was done through your process?
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, we've produced over 80 campaigns so far in a year with a lot of top brands through different verticals. So we've worked in music with a lot of music labels. So, for example, with Universal Music, Island Records, we had one for a band here in the UK called Big Shack, Michael Depper. Uh-huh. And that was a face filter with a world lens. We had 3D model of a dancer. And then the face filter, you could become the artists. And that generated 20 million purely organic impressions on Facebook. So that was super successful. And for a cost of $4,000, it actually came out as a really ROI efficient way for them to market the artist.
Yeah.
I have some use cases also with consumer goods, where we released recently a Speedo experience. So you're not trying bathing suits on, but it's for swimming goggles. And so in their stores, you can use an iPad and toggle through variations, 30 variations of different goggles that look really realistic. And you can also use WebAR to go on the Speedo store and try these goggles directly using your webcam. Mm-hmm. And we have many other experiences like Nestle Purina with Felix, which is an iconic cat. So they have a Mischief campaign, and you can use a world lens on Snapchat and Facebook to position a virtual Felix the cat, and you can play and have various different interactions with him. So there are various different examples. You can find out more on poplar.studio/showcase, where we show a lot of different examples there.
Great. And I will put links to these in the show notes as well. And I got to see the Felix cat. That's fantastic. So, David, how does a creator get involved with the Poplar platform?
Sure. So they just head up to our homepage, so poplar.studio. And then we have a button there to register as a creator. Mm-hmm. And they'll be taken through the process where we ask what kind of skills they have, whether if it's 3D modeling or AR development for various different platforms. And based on that, they'll then be able to access the briefs that are posted on the platform from our clients and apply to those briefs and send concepts and, mm-hmm. and then be notified. The really cool thing also is that we offer webinars from our own creators around producing for particular platforms. We also point out documentation and things that you can read and learn about to upskill yourself. And we have a lot of 3D modelers, for example, who quickly upskilled and became AR developers by using Snapchat or Facebook software. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of people who opened their own agency and started hiring people because they started monetizing their skills. You know, a lot of these freelancers or developers are based in the middle of a specific or country. They don't have access to brands. They might be working part-time for an agency, so they want that extra work. And also, we enable them to communicate with other creators. So what's really cool is that they are learning from other creators. They're exchanging bits of code on mm-hmm. specific projects, and so in that way, they can use templatized projects, which accelerate production, but also they can collaborate. And so a 3D modeler might be collaborating with an AR developer, and they might split the revenue on the project.
Uh-huh. Very good. Now, is there room? Are there people who are interested in AR from a storytelling point of view, writers, copywriters? Is that part of the service as well?
I mean, I certainly think the potential for AR is obviously huge, and we probably don't have enough time to talk about that today. But, you know, we offer AR campaign creation, but also all types of experiences, not only marketing and advertising. I think mm-hmm. there is a large demand from brands at the moment for marketing and advertising-based AR to be distributed on social media and the web and applications to market their products. because you can visualize them, and you can also have brand lift and brand awareness when someone is using, you know, a brand on their faces. Like, that's great. But from a storytelling point of view, and me coming from Hollywood and that industry, I'm really passionate about that too. So I think around education, there's a lot you can do to use AR for kids to learn better.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people like Chris Milk launching Wonderscope, which is his app for AR for kids, which is on the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that we're able to help clients with. You can, of course, tell storytelling for various different kinds of industry, like travel and tourism. Right. You know, it's the future of touring, probably, if you're walking around the city. And now it's still a bit difficult to do with a mobile phone. It's not the most practical thing. I mean, Google has navigation already. But in the future, in the next few years, when AR glasses come about and you'll be walking around and getting overlaid information on history of buildings, and you'll get overlaid information on restaurants and their menus and guided through the supermarket. I think there's a lot of room there for storytelling and creative uses of AR.
Yeah, I do too. So I'm glad you mentioned, you know, education, cultural institutions. So how do companies, brands, cultural institutions get in touch and get involved with Poplar?
Yeah, museums is also definitely
a really good use case.
And then remixing pieces of art. I mean, The Tate Britain, for example, here has done something with Instagram recently. There's a lot of examples of cultural institutions using it. So you get in contact with us by emailing us at info@poplar.studio, or you can just head over to www.poplar.studio and you'll be guided through our process there.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. David, is there anything else you'd like to add about Poplar, your mission, what you're doing, what you see in the future?
Encouraging everyone to get in touch. I mean, even if you don't have a specific project in mind, we're happy to talk about the process and guide you. And, you know, on the side, we're all passionate about AR and trying to democratize AR and create a virtuous cycle where AR developers can monetize their skills so they can create more of it, but also making it more affordable for brands so that there are more brands out there, you know, spending money on AR. And just so excited for this to be the future of not only advertising, but just content and storytelling.
Yeah, me too. David, you're in London, is that right?
I'm in London, and I'm flying over to the US quite frequently. We are, as you mentioned in the beginning, very lucky to have been selected to join the R Lab Accelerator with Super Ventures. So I'm going to spend time in New York, and we do have someone in New York as well. But we work with the community of global AR creators, and we have clients all over the world as well.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you again in New York. Thanks again for your time, David. And everybody, check out Poplar.
Thanks so much, Liam.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to XR Connections, Episode 4. I publish this podcast with Anchor, and it really is very easy. If you are thinking about starting a podcast, I would highly recommend you check out Anchor. I record the podcast with a Scarlett microphone that goes through a Focusrite preamp, and it's recorded with Logic Pro 10. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you for listening.